Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan Menigan is in. I'm Andy Baskin. Jeff is off today. We're talking about the Browns and Patriots coming up on Sunday. Browns looking for a second straight win in a row. I want them to win. It's extremely frustrating to hear people go, "Ooh, let's lose draft pick higher." It's just, come on, man. We're only 8 weeks into the season, right? We're about halfway there, or this is somewhere around the halfway point. Right, so
it's both moving really fast and really slow at the same time.
Yeah, isn't it? I can't. Well, that's what happens when you play quarterback roulette, right?
Feels like the drama is on like 1.5 times speed, and the season is moving on like half speed.
All right, so what are the Patriots saying about how to beat the Browns? I'm going to bring that up for you in a second. Terry is in Euclid. Terry, how are you?
How are you, Terry?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good. What do you think? What do you think about this one? It's a weird game.
Well, it's a weird game, and I think it's a game. Obviously, this is the NFL. You can win any game.
Yeah.
But what I will say about Kevin Stefanski over the last 6 years, if you notice, San Francisco, Pittsburgh, some other teams, Kansas City, they have a system where you can plug and play players.
Yeah.
We just don't have that system. And that bothers me. After 6 years, we should have that system if you have a coach that long.
The problem is we don't have the player to replace. We just don't have too many of those guys, especially at wide receiver. I agree with you.
Yeah, the lack of wide receiver.
I agree with you.
Jeff being right, but he's right.
Those teams are great when you only have to replace one out of 11 or two out of 11. Our problem is we sit here and we're like, man, who's playing offensive line this week?
But how many times did New England change their wide receiver core?
Oh, that's
true.
How many times did
Kansas City change their wide receiver core? You know, how many times do Pittsburgh change their wide receiver core? I'm just saying they have a system in place that if the player's just decent, you can plug and play. And I think that's the problem with Kevin Stefanski. We just don't have a system, you know, and you haven't have an identity. We don't have an identity as well. And as far as the running game, you know, you think about this too. When Nick Chubb was making his big runs, what was going on? The wide receivers were blocking down the field. Mm-hmm. These guys don't block very well down the field. Think about the screen passes you see this year.
Yeah, not blocking and not being able to catch is a terrible combination for a wide receiver, isn't it?
So I've been told.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, you know, you got to have blocking. That's how Nick Chubb broke off a 92-yard run. Remember the wide receiver was blocking for him all the way down the field?
Yeah.
Jarvis Landry and Odell blocked. You know, and that's how he gets, instead of a 10-yard run, it's a 30-yard run.
We've never replaced Jarvis Landry. That's a problem, right? They didn't play. They didn't have the plug and play on him. Yeah, you're right.
Appreciate
good stuff.
Terry.
Thanks, Terry. Have a good weekend.
But to push back on that a bit, I think they could stumble into an identity with this Miami game. Like, that's what I'm fascinated by. I want to see if this Browns team comes out against New England and runs the ball 25 to 30 times and just throws their hands up in the air and go, hey, our passing game is shaky at best. We need to give as many easy, clean throws as we could get to Dylan Gabriel. Our success is not going to be him just dropping back and throwing again and again and again. Let's run the ball and set up play action like we did against Miami. And maybe just having that monsoon taking place caused Kevin Stefanski to find exactly what this team needs to be successful. You buy that? Or is that just wishful, hopeful thinking?
Condense it and make it easier for me. I'm trying to digest what you just said.
Did what you see on Sunday in the wind and the rain maybe cause Kevin Stefanski to stumble into the identity of this team? Is that a better condensing?
Yeah. That identity, though.
Offensively speaking, the identity of this team is its defense, but that's beside the point.
So I think what you need, though, is a lot of, like if you were making a mix, that you would need a lot of Quinshon Judkins, 60%.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need more Dylan Sampson. Yeah, I think you need the 60.
So running backs get about 30 touches.
25% from him, and then the other, you know, fill in the rest with Jerome Ford.
Like I don't.
Which seems weird because Ford's the veteran there, but I just think it's, if every team knows you're going to Judkins every time, you've got to keep them honest. And the only way they're keeping them honest now, or trying to, I mean, if two wins, is to be able to hit the tight ends. That's it.
Well, but that's where that play action game comes in. You know, that's where.
So let him breathe.
Right. That's where you make everything look the same. And then when Dylan Gabriel pulls the ball out of Quinshon Judkins' stomach or Dylan Sampson's stomach and rolls out, that's where you start getting those different. And that's where you get your shots on top of it.
And Gabriel's got to be able to see the receiver when he rolls. That's exactly the other. And I still think it's confusing for defenses, because you're just not used to it, watching a left-handed quarterback roll out. I find myself all the time watching him going, wait, what? Oh, okay. Oh,
see, it doesn't bother me. I don't see it.
You see it when he rolls out. That's the time. That's when you notice it. And you're like, what? Because you're expecting the ball to come out of his right hand, and it just seems so obvious sometimes when someone's open along the sidelines, and you know they'll come back and they'll button back and. It's that play last week. I think it was Jerry Jeudy that both Daryl and I were looking at each other going, how did he not see them? You know, and by the way, speaking of seeing, again, I ask you, let me ask you this, because you do the postgame show. How often do you hear he's too short in the postgame show?
Not very.
We don't hear it at all.
Yeah, he's
but
too
before
short.
Before he started playing, that argument has gone completely out the window. At least, I don't know that it's gone out the window. People aren't talking about it. They're not blaming his height for issues.
I think because we're not seeing the thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The easy giveaways of a short quarterback. Like, hang with me, it's like you're not seeing a bunch of balls batted down.
Exactly.
You're not seeing a bunch of, moments where he can't see over the line and is missing receivers over the middle of the field because he can't see over the line. Like, you're not running into those easy things that everybody can point to and go, well, because he's short. He hasn't ran into those situations. The million-dollar question, is Dylan Gabriel not pushing the ball down the field?
I know where you're going.
Because Kevin Stefanski doesn't want him to push the ball down the field, or because he doesn't want to push the ball down the field?
I think it comes back to reads, progressions, and play calling.
And by the way, none of us are going to have this answer unless we're sitting inside of that locker room and know how the playbook is operating.
No, we see what plays. I do believe it's been drilled into his head, whether it was even in college, probably too. Obviously, live to see another day. That's how you go three games. How many rookies have started their careers by throwing as many passes as he has and not throwing an interception? I mean, it doesn't seem realistic. But the reason why he hasn't is because every play when he throws is a very, very high percentage pass. Right? As long as they hang on to it, it's a high percentage pass. That seems to be more the issue. Yeah, he's had a couple plays that, he got bailed out on interceptions, on two of them in particular. But
And you're going to run into that. I mean, every quarterback runs into those issues where, I shouldn't say it that way.
So, I mean,
every quarterback finds themselves in a position where the great Mike Martz line when he joined us, they're defensive backs are not wide receivers because they can't catch.
If the defense hangs on against Minnesota, he's 2-1, right? If I hate to play that game. But if the defense holds on at the end of the game against Minnesota, he's 2-1. And then how much arguing are we doing about that? You'd be excited. You'd be happy.
Yeah, if ifs and buts were
candy. No, I know. I know. I say the same thing.
I hate playing the if game. I really do. It's just one of those.
I want this team to be so much more than it is, and it's not.
Well,
the defense is. The offense isn't. It's just not. It's just not what. It's not built. It's not built to win a champion. It's not built at this point to make the playoffs. It's virtually like going into a game with one running back, two tight ends, and a quarterback you're going to not try to do too many risky things with. That's our offense, and that's kind of sad.
PFF, if you go through and do average depth of target, aka who the quarterback is throwing to,
mm-hmm.
Dylan Gabriel's the lowest in the league.
Oh, I don't need them to tell me that.
Oh, I know. But it's one of those where your eyes aren't lying to you. The numbers are backing it up. Yes, we know, Andy, I hate to keep hammering home the same point. We knew this in April when they traded down. We knew that this year was the retool.
I can't go down this road. I don't care if it's... Listen, they've got two first-round picks. Just take them wherever they land.
But this... No. This hammers your point home as to why you're looking around and going... Why are they playing this way? Well, because this is the formula that comes the closest to them winning football games, which is mud it up, keep it ugly, make the opponent's offense look as horrendous as humanly possible while your offense ekes out just enough to get past them. And that's the way that they have to play, is to fall on this defense because this offense is just trash. And it's trash because of the amount of money that is invested in poor places, and it's banged up, and it's older. And so this is the way they have to play. Yes, it hurts your soul. When you turn on Sunday Night Football and you go, oh my God, what am I watching? This is a different sport.
When you watch Flacco and the Bengals play, it looks like a different
sport.
You
could take this Browns team and turn the color all the way down and watch it, and you'd pretty much line up with football of the 1960s.
There were better teams in the 60s offensively than we are. It's a hangover offense. Man, you're waking up Sunday morning and you're like, I can't really do anything. Oh, I got a headache.
But that's...
Oh, man. And you might be able to take two steps forward and you feel a little bit better and you're like, hey, get me some orange juice or whatever makes you feel better.
There
in the
are
morning.
No layups and in this offense.
Oh, that's my tight ends, the orange juice, right? The room is spinning on this offense. It's just spinning.
This offense has no layups. I think that's the biggest thing that comes to it. You watch every team.
Let me go to break with this. Ready?
Team is no layup.
Is there any trust or faith in this wide receiving core to help this team out at all? It doesn't even matter what you think about Gabriel. Do you have any faith in the wide receiving core? Do you? There's just nothing there. And I don't know if it's nothing there because when they do make a play, it's less than 5 yards. That's your offensive play. Or there's no blockers for those guys, or they just can't. I don't know. Hangover offense was really what it feels like. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Brian Anderson coming up in the next hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.